The basic process of search engine optimization. The basic process of SEO or search engine optimization is pretty straightforward, if you allow the necessary time and effort to comprehend many of the different strategies involved, especially when driving traffic to your website after getting it optimized and ranked. Of course, search engine optimization often requires learning many of the different strategies to help make your site visible to a global audience. Realistically, search engine optimization is the basic process of developing and building greater amounts of targeted traffic from search engines to your site. Simply put, search engines combine algorithmic strategies that help to catalog and place relevant sites based on keywords. On average, if a website is ranked higher in the SERP's search engine results page, there's a good chance that the site will receive a higher volume of visitors from the given search engine. Some of the more popular search engines today include Google, Facebook, Bing, Yahoo, Twitter, Pinterest, and YouTube. There are also millions of searches that are performed on the internet each day that are geared towards specific topics, local interests, videos, and images. When it comes to SEO practices, several avenues exist that can help to optimize your website or blog for better rankings and include areas like content creation, image optimization, and even slightly altering certain coding within your HTML. Remember, there are many advantages of SEO for your website, as long as you stay within certain parameters of the search engines. There are countless resources, information, and tips available online which can help you in learning more about SEO practices, and the best place to begin learning is with some of the basics. The truth is, you'll have greater success in the search engine results and in receiving more targeted visitors to your website if it's continually optimized. When implemented in the correct way, SEO can be effective in making your site more accessible to a greater number of targeted visitors. On top of that, it provides a low-cost way of gaining more visitors and buyers in a shorter period of time. And with that comes more opportunities in earning money online. Compared to the option of having to pay for advertising, which can involve a great deal of out-of-pocket expense to reach a certain number of customers, search engine optimization can provide a greater amount of targeted traffic for practically nothing. In this case, these individuals are more interested in your offer simply because they are searching for it. As soon as your website is indexed, it's basically visible in the marketplace. And, using good SEO strategies will continually help to get the targeted traffic you need. Keep in mind, nothing in SEO has to be challenging for you. Even small things that you do can help with optimization. Things such as creating new content, using meta tags, including descriptions, and adding title tags can go a long way in helping search engines to easily navigate your site and pages. The key is to have the search engines easily index your pages, and you can make this happen by optimizing your site. Taking the time to learn more about SEO or search engine optimization should be the first thing on your list. Even learning the basics will help give you a better understanding of how everything works, including many of the tools and strategies that are used. Listing and ranking web pages. Performing SEO in a good way helps with listing and ranking web pages in the search results. The process also helps in making your website visible to countless visitors online, which can ultimately increase web traffic, leads, sales, and earnings. Effectively using search engine optimization can help you succeed with any niche market you are in. Many strategies can also be used to get your site listed and ranked higher so people can easily find it. The process utilizes programs called spiders, which are commonly referred to as search engine crawlers. These crawlers run 24 hours a day and scour through pages online to quickly identify content and catalog it. The process also calls on them to identify other links that can be scanned at a later time. These so-called spiders never stop working. As they seek out and find new content on the web, the scanned results are sent back to the search engine, which utilizes a unique algorithm to translate information, analyze it, and catalog. The job of the search spiders allows them to continuously crawl links, index them, and store the data as they move. The advantage for your website is having a greater number of links and web pages that lead back to your site. When this happens, your website will receive more frequent crawls and visits. There are literally hundreds of combinations that search engines view that help in identifying web pages that rank for specific queries. Certain factors such as unique information located within pages are specific on page factors such as the title heading and the content itself. Other factors can also include words that are used to link back to your website, the value of the page that is linking to your site and the length of time the link has been live. If you are building a new website, pay close attention to the navigation. The easier it is to navigate your site, the better it will be for search engines and visitors. You want an organized site with easy-to-follow sections. Choosing good keywords for your SEO. Choosing good keywords is one of the primary elements involved in SEO. Because of that fact, the overall success and failure of your search engine optimization efforts can easily boil down to your selection of keywords. Many people often believe that choosing keywords is simple and easy. However, choosing good keywords for your website can be one of the most challenging steps in the SEO process. This is especially true when trying to find the best keywords for your site. In order to use the right keywords in the SEO process, you'll need to follow some organized steps that will help find the best keywords for the job. There are also a few other things that you should pay attention to in order to stay clear of future problems as you optimize your website. First, if you want to use effective keywords, you should begin by creating a list of primary keywords or keyword phrases that are considered relevant to much of the content of your website. When doing this, you'll notice how easy it will be to create additional and direct keywords and keyword phrases from the original primary list. When you finish a list, start choosing specific keywords or phrase that actually help in identifying the content on your site. For example, if the content on your site is about dogs, using the key term dogs as your primary keyword will not help in getting page rankings with the search engines. Why? Because there are thousands of sites and web pages using the same keyword. It's in your best interest to avoid the use of general words and phrases that are primary or general, such as dog, dogs, cat, cats, bird, birds, pet, pets, etc. When it comes to ranking, the competition for general or common words is extremely high and they won't help in improving your site or page rankings. If you add other words or terms to your primary keyword choice, such as dog training equipment or how to keep your dog from barking, these will help increase the chances of your pages rising within the search results. It's important though that any words you use remain relevant to the content of your site. Another step that will help involves your competition and searching for specific keywords and phrases that are used. This step will allow you to reduce the number of keywords to use and ones that can be avoided. Think of it this way: if your direct competition in the top 10 or 20 spots are using the term dog training, there's no reason to use it as well for your primary keyword. It will be difficult to go head-to-head with sites that are well-established and thoroughly indexed. Of course, there's always other methods that can help improve your chances of getting higher page rankings. One of those methods involves using keyword or keyword phrases that relate to your location. For instance, let's say you have a local business that's located in Texas. All you need to do is add the word Texas within your keyword choice. Texas dog training course or Houston dog training course. This will definitely help with improving page ranking. When choosing good keywords, try choosing ones that will provide you with the best opportunity to rank high in the search engines. These are the keywords that describe your business well and the ones that are directly related and relevant to the content on your site. On a reverse note, ranking high in the search engines can be achieved when using keywords wisely. But keep in mind, your site can also lose credibility or even suffer if your content is stuffed with keywords. As a rule of thumb, when optimizing your pages, use your primary keyword or keyword phrase only several times within your content. You can add other secondary keywords, but still remember to limit them as well. Other alternative keywords that are related or even somewhat similar can be used as well. And all of these different, but related search terms can help drive traffic to your web pages from various sources around the internet.